Blog Talk Radio.
Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches, Ed speaking.
Yes, I'm having a little party this weekend and...
Perfect. May I suggest Jimmy John's 30-piece party platter with gourmet Jimmy chips and drinks?
Oh, I already ordered that. What I want to know is how much your band charges.
I'm sorry, my what?
Your band. What would they charge for 3 hours?
We have a band.
Of course you do. They're in your TV spots.
You lost me, ma'am.
Okay, do you or don't you have rock stars at Jimmy John's?
Rock stars? Oh, okay, now I get it.
About time.
You're talking about our in-shop and delivery people.
I am?
Yes. Our TV spots are all about the incredible guys and gals whose mission it is to execute our freaky good Jimmy John's sandwiches. We call them rock stars.
Oh, well, what am I going to do for a band? I'm desperate.
Well, I play a pretty mean ocarina.
I'll get back to you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good News, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Thank you for taking time out your busy schedule to hang out here with us on Good Deeds. You know what our purpose is. Our purpose is to showcase and promote other people, their vision, their dreams, their passion, and, of course, their purpose, the reason they're here on Earth, to the world. You know, I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. And, you know, the thing is so amazing that you could connect people, connect the dots, connect the things in people's life that they can actually be motivated, they can be inspired, of course, and they can make a wise decision. We just love you guys, and we love you, love you, love you. You know, the thing is that I love this. I love to collaborate with other people. It doesn't matter if you're in the same industry. You could be in the same media personality. You could talk about passion and purpose. You could talk about affirmation. Regardless of what the industry is, we actually can work together. Because when we work together, let me tell you something easy. It'll be easier. It won't be so much of a headache to get stuff done or a challenge. And guess what? Teamwork builds that concept. Because we're here to help each other. We are here to be our sisters and brothers keepers. So it's okay to collaborate. It won't be a competition thing because what is for you is for you. Now, we wanted to say that because guess what? Our awesome, awesome guest today, she's a media personality, awesome platform. And she's an author, she's a doctor, she's a professor. I mean, guess what? She's a university dean. This lady is powerful. She loves to educate people. She wants you to be empowered. But, you know, she loves for you to be in your purpose in life. And we just love her. She has a warm spirit on social media and also off social media, okay? But let me tell you, we're going to bring her right on in. We actually have the awesome, awesome privilege of having Dr. Akina D. Let's make sure we have the D fence to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Dr. Sunday.
Well, it's just so nice. You are just an awesome, awesome person. So we thank you for just taking time out to hang out with us.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure. I love your platform, and I love collaborating with you, man.
Amen. We want to just dive right on in because we want to hear the wonderful, wonderful things. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and the wonderful things that's going on in your life.
Well, I am Dr. Akina Finch, and I always say I am instead of my name is because when you say my name is, you're just telling them who you are, but when you say I am, you are inviting them to the experience. So I'm inviting everybody on the call to the experience. And so I am an educator and a motivator. I have a platform called Changing Minds Online, and we have what is called the Empowering Women Series, where we want to bring women in who are at their level and help others who are getting to their greater. And we are just really, my co-host, which is Jessica Likewise, we both have a passion for helping women get to their next level. And it's just been such a passion between being an educator. It just branched off from there, seeing the need, seeing when they leave your class, you know, you want to see what happens next. And with this platform, we get to see what happens next. We get to see the different things that the women accomplish, and we get to celebrate in that. And that is so important because not everyone has that support system, but we are here to be that support system if you don't have that. And I am a servant. I have a servant heart, and that's what I was put on this planet to do, purpose by God. And so I want to do whatever I can to help lift and empower others.
Wow, that's powerful. Because, you know, the thing is, people want to be a leader. A lot of people, everyone, if that's, you ask somebody, that's number one or number two. But in order to be a leader, the awesome thing Dr. Finch said, guess what? You have to be a servant. You have to be a servant. Because the thing is, if you have people that's on your team, guess what? You need to know how to do the job first. Because you got to get them to work in your, you know, in your vision. You have to be like-minded. So we commend you that she knows she's a servant. And that makes her an awesome, awesome leader. So we thank you so much for that. For walking in your purpose. Let's say that.
Yes, yes. I have known that I wanted to be an educator and a motivator since I was 5 years old, and I thought I was going to be a K-12 teacher, you know. And I've been through around the tree, through the bush, through many different jobs and things to come back and become a university professor. And that has been the most fulfilling thing. And as soon as I fell into that role, I knew that's where I wanted to be. You know your purpose when you can't think of seeing yourself doing anything else. And that is the feeling that I had as soon as I became a university dean. Because you're not just teaching them. You're helping them. You're molding them. You're opening their mind to new experiences. And you're really, really there. You're that support system. You can make your mark on one life. You have changed the world. And just to have that opportunity to touch different lives, whether it be quarter or semester system, is, you know, it's just phenomenal to me. And I'm so thankful that God showed me where my purpose was, and I'm able to act in it.
Yeah, that is powerful because a lot of times, and just be transparent, I can be transparent, I can talk about myself. When you realize that purpose, sometimes you get afraid, and you have to get that fear because he does not give you any spirit of fear. You have to get that out the way, and I have learned personally when one door closed, several other open, and when you get to that, they call it crossroad. It will be someone or people that actually will help you take care of that task. So you're absolutely right because we get it wrong sometimes talking about the money, the money part about coaching products and services, but we need to impact people's lives. That's the number one mission with all the things we do should be that we actually impact others, like you're saying.
Yes, and I definitely understand the fear issue because I am honestly a natural introvert. So to find out that my purpose was to stand in front of people and educate them, you know, that wasn't true. That wasn't the initial ideal, I tell you. But he will move that fear out of your way and get you to the real purpose, which is to help bring people to where they need to be. So, you know, your little piece of fear versus all the lives you help when you're in your purpose, it's just a drop in the bucket. It's just a drop. So you just have to handle it and you have to conquer it. Say, what I'm doing is more important than my comfort zone. And then you break that comfort zone and you go work in your purpose.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. You know, let's talk a little bit more. I love the empowerment series that you're doing. You know, because people have so many different, you know, all of us, I'll say, and that's true, have different backgrounds from I mean, from culturally, economically, I mean, even, you know, racially different. We have so many different backgrounds that we're from that we bring in to the marketplace, if you will. But, you know, and I love the name of your platform, the changing mind, because if, you know, I always say this, if your mind right, the body going to follow. But, you know, if someone is in that situation, you know, especially with the new year coming and, you know, with the seasons changing, you know, weather-wise and also the holidays, I mean, what are some things that we should be focusing on to try to get past that stumbling block or obstacles that may come in our lives?
Wow, that is a great question, because, you know, we all have them. You know, even the most empowered person has a bad day. So, first off, you know, take inventory of what you want in your life. Make a list of those dreams. Make a list of those goals. Then really just break them down and say, I can do this right now. I can do this a month from now. I can do this a year from now. Whatever it is, every little step counts. Make out a little plan of what you can do. And then at the end of the plan, when they're all done, you can see it. But if you're not, let's say you're a visual person. So if the plan, writing it down doesn't work, then try the vision board. Put all of your different pictures of your goals out there and see that what you can do. And just look at it. Sometimes people's minds open when they see all of the things that they're capable of sitting there right there on their board. They may not believe it. They may not even believe that they had that many dreams. But it's definitely an eye-opener when you just really put it in your face. Also, say affirmations. I am definitely an advocate for affirmations. I always start with I am, because, you know, you're inviting yourself to the experience. I am powerful. I am great. I am responsible. I am courageous. I am. And just keep on with it. Everything, even if you don't believe it right now, you keep saying it, because guess what? You are changing your mindset each time you say those affirmations. You are changing your belief patterns. You are changing your belief systems. And then eventually your mind will believe and start to see that this is the person who you really are. I am powerful. I am courageous. I am beautiful. I am powerful. All of these things, you start to go into your mindset, and then your body will change, your body language will change, your interactions will change, your relationships will change, and all of these things will make you better and closer to your greater to become the ideal person that you're supposed to be.
That is so powerful. That's it. I'm a big advocate as well for affirmations. You know, some people call them confessions, depending on what your faith is, your mantras, et cetera. But it's powerful. If you think back, if you really think back when you were growing up, our parents were doing that when we were growing up. And it's amazing what you think. You got to think it. And then you can, next thing you know, you believe in it, and it's in your heart. And what was in your heart is going to come out. So we need to do that on a daily basis. I wake up. That's part of my meditation every morning, every evening. And, you know, sometime during the day, you may can't say it out vocally, but you need to be saying it, rehearsing it in your mind, because you need to stay focused, because distractions will come. They will form, but they, of course, would not take you down. They would not stop the vision and the plan for your life. So, wow, I love them affirmations. I enjoy your social media, because you be having some awesome things on there. I be like, woo, that just put me back where I need to be.
Yes, we love to empower and inspire. And like I said, I have a co-host, Jessica Likewise, and we met through social media. And if this is not a testament to we're living in our purpose, we technically haven't actually met in person yet, but we have been doing a podcast for Empowering Women series. So how does somebody who has never met in totally different states get together if it's not destined, if it's not the purpose? So, and then to be, it be so powerful to be able to bring on women like yourself, Dr. Sunday, who had the wonderful show, Can You Really Walk in Stilettos? One of my favorites, by the way. And I really want to come in and help other women get to their greater by giving wonderful, empowering tips. I mean, and they're doing it for free from the goodness of their heart as well. So this is a testament to the people that we attract who just want to give from their heart. And I think it's an, you know, that's just an awesome, awesome testament to Changing Minds Online and to the purpose.
Wow, that's powerful. Well, you guys, we have so much fun. I just love Dr. Finch. What we're going to do is take a quick break for the sponsors to get their information out because we want them to share their message to the world as well. And we want to come back. We want to talk a little bit more about the awesome platform you have, the Changing Minds. We want to know how, you know, we need to be honest. We need to know what type of guest you're looking for and how we can connect you and see if we're fit to be on your platform. And then also we want to continue to talk about the awesome publications you have, the books that you have already finished and the ones that's coming out very near future. You guys, we do not go anywhere. Dr. Finch will still be here. And you know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Introducing All Nations TV, the best in gospel music, teaching, preaching, and community programming. All Nations TV is a new innovative Christian-based broadcasting company featuring Preachville, Press Play Gospel, Anointed Hands, and more. Tune in today to be inspired by visiting AllNationsTV.com. That's AllNationsTV.com.
We're back, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and you know I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We're having an awesome, awesome conversation with Dr. Finch. I mean, she just is, she really, what she just said, she's in her purpose. She actually loves to empower other people and educate and empower other people because you've got to have both. You can have the excitement, the joy, but we need to make sure that we actually are walking in the spirit of excellence. So we just love the conversation we're having. But Dr. Finch, we want to know a little bit, if it's okay, to just tell the audience, because there's probably somebody listening that will want to be on your platform. Tell us about, you know, the what type of fit, and then, of course, give us your the information that they can send, you know, maybe some information to see if they're fit to be on your platform.
Oh, certainly. Changing Minds Online, the Empowering Women series, we are looking for women who are in their purpose, who want to help others, and who have wonderful information to share. How you would find us and to send us information, you could email us at contactus@changingmindsonline.com. And that's contactus@changingmindsonline.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is, of course, facebook.com/changingmindsonline. And you can see all of our wonderful guests in our show. And, of course, you can leave us a message there as well. We definitely, we've had everything from healthy body image to organizing your finances to how to market your platform to even how to start a small business on a small budget. So the gamut is wide open. We're actually going to start having some shows on empowering children through speaking. We're going to also have some on feng shui. So, like I said, we are open to anything that empowers women to get to that next level.
Mm-mm. I just love it, love it, love it. And then she knows she can contact me for anything. I had to put that plug in there. Because, you know, we are here to help people. So we need to make sure that we stay in alignment and help other people with their platform as well. Don't be, and I say this all the time because I've heard so many people talk about the crowd mentality where everybody wants their name to be out there. But just think about it. We are here to help other people. Your purpose and your calling is not actually for you. It's to help other people. But Dr. Finch, I want to lead into this. Please, please tell us about the awesome publications you have and the awesome things that's coming up.
Well, Changing Minds Online actually just published a new book yesterday, as a matter of fact. It is called 90 Day Affirmation and Gratitude mm-hmm. Journal. And that is where Jessica Likewise and myself have written 90 days worth of affirmations. We have a quote for you. We have a little blurb for you to read on the topic. And then we also give you a lines at the bottom that let you write out what you're grateful for and include your daily affirmation of the day so that you can say it to empower yourself. We also have I Can Create My Life Planner, and it is actually broken down into 15-minute increments for daily increments from 5 a.m. all the way to 10 o'clock p.m. So it is built for people who don't have the normal 9-to-5 job and want to schedule themselves out throughout the day. It also has affirmation sections in it. And it even has vision boards in it. So each month you can put in a different vision board to help you motivate yourself to get those goals taken care of and get them done. Yes? And I
wow, that is powerful.
And I see that on the Good Deeds page you have the very first book I co-authored, Motherhood Dreams and Success, compiled by Erica Gordon. This is a wonderful book with 30 different co-authors telling about how women who are mothers rose to the occasion no matter what it was. They end up making their dreams happen and come true. So whatever situation you have as a mother, you can find a story in there that can touch you. My personal story, since I do not have children, I actually wrote as the child of a mompreneur. My mother had a sewing business, and I wrote about how we went through and how she empowered me to show me what purpose looked like. So that's a wonderful book for you mothers out there and women who are ready to become mothers and are looking for wonderful empowerment.
Because that's true. My mom, I don't have kids as well, but my mom said that, and I hear a lot of mothers say, it's no book of how to raise kids and how to nurture kids. And so it's awesome to have a wonderful book like this, Dr. Finch, that you can actually kind of read encouragement, read different things to empower you, because you have to have someone to be in your corner so you can actually, you know, do the right things for your children. So that's powerful. We all need that. So we'll know what we need to do in life.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's so many areas and resources for support, but they're not really advertised enough. And if there's any advertising or anything that I find, I want to definitely make sure that all of my listeners and my connections have it, because you never know what it can do for your life and how it will make you better.
Well, Dr. Finch, you know, things go so quickly here, but what I want to please give us any, you know, last-minute comments I mean, one thing that's really in my spirit, though, because, you know, a lot of people, men and women, we have these goals in life, dreams, and we think we're in our purpose. And then things are not going the way we think they should go. They, you know, you may be in a low pit, we'll say. You may be in a holding pattern, as some people say. Give us some kind of encouraging words that we can, you know, like I always say, don't stop, get it. But kind of give us some encouraging words as we kind of close out. And then, of course, please follow up with your contact information on how we can support you on your radio show, of course, and also the social media network.
Yes, yes. First off, know that you are worthy. Know that you're worth every dream that you can dream. You are worth the dreams you can't even imagine that you're dreaming. Know that God is with you and that you have all the power in the world to make all of your dreams come true. What you're experiencing is a roadblock, a setback, but it's not a quick point. When plan A is not working, or as I usually say, if the original is not working, it's time to try the remix. It is remix time. Go out. Try a different way, but you will get what is for you because what God has for you is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's powerful.
And as far as my contact information, Change Your Minds Online, you can find us at www.changeyourmindsonline.com. where you can receive all the archives for the show. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, TuneIn. So even if you are, you know, in your car or whatever, you can get us. We also have a Facebook and an Android app called Change Your Minds Online. Ever need encouragement 24 hours a day, just get that app and you can just plug in one of our shows. And we are here for you whenever you need us. And as far as you can also email us at contactus.com or contact us at changeyourmindsonline.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, and Pinterest.
Mm-mm. Well, we thank you so much, Dr. Fitch, for taking time out and being with us on Good Deeds. And, you know, if you need anything from us, please contact us. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was an honor and a privilege.
You guys, we just have some awesome people that's actually come and just stop by on Good Deeds to just see how you're doing. But, you know, we love you, love you, love you. We just want to let you know you do have a purpose in life. You do have a reason that you're here right now. You do have a calling. I mean, you just have to, like she said, you got to stay in there. You can't. I love that. They're original, like she said. And do the remix. I just love it. But, you know, we are here to help you to showcase your message to the world, because if you're in your purpose, you can help someone else get to their purpose. But we want you to do, you know, we'll be back on Monday hanging out with another awesome, awesome special guest that will be sharing their purpose in life. You know, you have to do the three things I always say. You got to believe and you got to walk it out. You got to don't stop, get it. People think I say that for fun, but that is very powerful. You can't stop, just like Dr. Finch said. You can't stop. Please check her information out, and you may know someone that want to be a guest on her show, and you got to get her material because we got to do our affirmation so we'll stay positive. You know how to contact us. It's www.reneesunday.com. Again, that's www.reneesunday.com. And you know how to get in touch with Good Deeds. It's Good Deeds. We own all the social media networks, our radio and TV show. If you want to get speaking information about myself or about my books, about the other platforms I have, the teleseminars, the webinars, and how to get media exposure, contact us, okay? And that'll be, again, www.reneesunday.com. And also, if you want advertising and sponsorship, you can get that information there as well. We want you to be good in everything you do and say. Don't stop. Get it. We love you. And this is Good Deeds. And I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
1,719 divided by 2,300. Oh, wait.
What the heck are you doing, Ed?
I'm doing the math, sir.
Doing the math?
Yes, sir.
Why, Ed?
It's simple, sir. Jimmy John's can make a sandwich in 25 seconds, right?
Right.
So during this 30-second commercial, our 2,300 Jimmy John's stores will make 4,719 sandwiches, right?
If you say so.
Well, I got to thinking. What would it take to make 5,000 sandwiches in a radio commercial?
I don't know. What would it take, Ed?
Well, we could speed up our sandwich-making system.
But that would compromise our famous Jimmy John's quality.
Exactly. Then it hit me.
Uh-oh.
We could buy 32-second commercials.
32-second commercials?
Yes, sir. In 32 seconds, Jimmy John's will make exactly 5,000 sandwiches.
But you can't buy 32-second commercials, Ed.
You can't?
No.
Oh, crap.